We are learning Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting from the bottom of Chof Ches Amud Aleph. Amrav Chia Ba Oven, Hichrim Metaltalim, Noisnam Lechol Koyin Shiyirtza. We said before there's a Chayrim. Let's say a Chayrim that goes to the Koyin. So in the Chayrim, there's Chayrim of Karkoyis and there's Chayrim of Metaltalim. So Hichrim Metaltalim Noisnam Lechol Koyin Shiyirtza. You give us any Koyin you want. You make Chayrim. You say this hat. Is I'm making a chayrim to the kohen. You give it any kohen you want. Why? The pasuk says, "Shenema kol chayrim b'Yisrael lechoh yiyah." Goes to you, and it's talking to Aaron. So it goes to any personal kohen. Hichrim seidoisav. But if you made a chayrim on your fields, then the halacha is noisdon lekohen shvaisem mishmar. You give it to the kohen of that mishmar. As we know, there's 24 mishmaris, and every week a new mishmar comes in. So whatever mishmar is there b'shas when I made the neder of a chayrim. That those kahanim split it up. How do we know this? Shenemuk says in the pasuk where it says that if you're not paid a field by yovel, it goes to the kahanim. It says that that field that goes to you by yovel to the kahanim is like a sada acherim. The pasuk says, "Vayasada betzeisay by yovel kodesh l'Hashem kistei acherim la'kohen tia achuzasay." So it says kistei acherim la'kohen tia achuzasay. And we learn out from that word lekayim. And gomar lekayim lekayim gezal ger. We learn out that word kayim from gezal ger. And v'hosav and all. How do you know that gezal ger goes to the mishmar? Me was saying stei achuzasai and stei cherim are in the same pasuk. And stei and says the pasuk lekayim. Lekayim learned out of gezal ger. We know gezal ger goes to the kayim of that mishmar. How do we know that? How do you know about gezal ger? Gezal ger, by the way, is if someone steals from a ger and he makes a shuah he didn't steal, then he wants to do tshuva and the ger is dead. There's no yerushim. So who gets the money that you own the ger? You owe the ger money plus a chaimish. Who gets that money? You have to bring a carbon also, actually. Asham. So who gets the money? The kohen gets the money. The Tanya. It says in the pasuk, Lashem kohen. It says, if the person doesn't have any yerushim, Lahashav Asham Elav, Asham Amush Lashem, La kohen Mavad Elakapurim Ashachap Elav. That's the pasuk says. Lashem lekoyin kana Hashem nasa lekoyin shva oisem mishmar. The Bryce says it goes to the koyin of that mishmar, that week's mishmar. Adem lekoyin shva oisem mishmar. Any other kol koyin shiur, any koyin you want to give it to, because shu oimer mavad elakapurim. Besides for the carbon you have to bring, and the same pasuk says you have to bring a carbon asher yichavibay alav. So it's a hekesh, just like the carbon. Who gets the carbon? Whoever the mishmar is that week. Same thing. He gets the money also. So we know Gezel Ager goes to the kohen of that mishmah. I will learn it out to stay achuza and sada chayrem that it goes to the kohen of that mishmah. Zot the Gemara weiter, another halacha from Mechiva Oven. Sada hayyitza lekahanim v'yoyvel. A sada that goes out lekahanim v'yoyvel. Before mentioned sada that we said that if someone is makdash a field and then someone else has paid it. When it comes yovel, it goes to the kahanim v'yovel. Now, what's the halacha? So it's the kahanim v'yovel, and it's the mishmar v'kahanim v'yovel. You know, yovel ends up at the beginning of the 50th year, and it goes to the mishmar of where yovel when yovel comes in. Usually, it means it's yom kippur. So whatever mishmar is that yom kippur, they get the sada. Ebayluhu pagabay b'shabbes mahi. The way it worked was that every Shabbos they switched mishmaris. One came in and one left. So let's say that Yovel or that Yom Kippur landed up on Shabbos. So which one does it go? Which mishmar? The outgoing mishmar or the ingoing mishmar? Amar Chiya Ba'ami Yishmeida Ulfana said of Yishmeida Beis Medrash. You know who gets it? Nosta leMishmar Yetzi. Give it to the outgoing mishmar. And what's the pshat? Because Yovel starts from the evening before. So even if you ever saw it at the Shabbos, it's also the evening before. And the evening before, it's still the outgoing's mishmar until the afternoon. I bring a riot to this pshat that the night before already is yovel. Because it says in a braisa, since Shemitah is always mishamet at the end of the year, and yovel is mishamet the beginning of the year, yovel is negeya fields going back, and Shemitah is negeya all the Havoyos. So it says it happens at the same time. Because since Shvi is at the end, Yovel is at the beginning, it happens at the same time. So let's read the Braisa. Taina Mahachi, Nimsa Ta'imer, Echad Yovel, Echad Shvi is Meshamtim Ke'echad. Ella, they happen at the same time. Ella, so Yovel with Chilah. So Yovel is the beginning of the Yovel, Vashmata of Esaifa, and Vashmata of Shvi is at the end of the Shvi. So what's the Ella? Fraiting Mara. Adarabba, Meshamhachi Havoy. It's because Yovel is the beginning and Shvius is the end. That is why it happens at the same time. So Gemara says, you're right, take it the word Ella. It's because Yovel is Chilasoi. Vashmata is Besoifoi. That is the reason why it happens at the same time. And so what's the Negei Os? What's the Negei Os is, you see, that Shvius happens at the end and Yovel is the beginning. So it must be at night because Shvius ends, let's say, by Shkia at the end of the year. And Yovel starts, if Yovel starts the next day afternoon, there'll be a gap in between. But it must be Yovel starts the night before, and therefore it's possible the Mishmar HaYotzei will get it. The outgoing Mishmar will get it. Great thing, Gemara question. First of all, Shvius B'Seifa, Heino Shvius B'Sham at the end. The Chsiv Miketz Sheva Sharam Tasa Shmita. At the end of 7 years, make Shmita. So you see, it's at the end. Shmita knocks off the loans at the end of Shmita years. It says at the end, Miketz Sheva Sharam. Tasa Shmita. El Yovel b'tchilasoi, but Yovel at the beginning is b'yom haKippurim. It's 10 days into the year. It's Yom Kippur. They said b'yom haKippurim to be Rishayim v'chol Aretzichem. So how can you say it happens at the same time? It's 10 days apart from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is the end of the year, and Yom Kippur is 10 days apart. Dr. Mahamani Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishai Rabbi Yechim Breikahi. The Amar he holds that Yovel is from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah who the chal Yovel. Yovel is chal from Rosh Hashanah. So tomorrow Vayta Shama. Chizkiah Bavluti heard this halacha of Rav Chiya Ba'oven. He heard this halacha that we just learned from Rav Chiya Ba'oven that there's a difference between Cherim Metaltlim and Cherim Kakois. Cherim Metaltlim go to any coin you want, and Cherim Kakois go to the Mishmar. Shama Chizkiah Bavluti Ba'oz of Amr Kamed Ravo, and he asked him, Alekish Metatli Karkoyas. Karkoyas we learn from Gezel HaGer, goes to the Mishmar. So why don't we learn out Metatli from Karkoyas? So he answered him, Lav Tanoi, Dika the Makish, so make a Hekish Karka to Metatli, and Vigit Loi Makish. We says, Bechokas Yehuda Rav Shimon. And we hold, Ve'iu Kamandi Yama, Rav Chiba Oven, at least holds Kamandi Lemakish, you don't make a Hekish. So it seems in this kasha that there'll be a havmi makish metaltlim karkoyis. Now, even though the Gemara before said that metaltlim is a drasha l'chayiyah, so Taisus on Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph on the bottom speaks out that it must be this drasha is only asmachta. And therefore, the Gemara's kasha is you should make a hekish. So, the new Mishnah. Chermei kahanim ein lahem pidyon el anoistim l'kahanim kachuma. Chermei kahanim that you said it was going to the kahanim, you give it to the kahanim and it's theirs to keep like chuma. It's theirs to keep. No pidyon, you can't pay it. Rav Yehuda ben Maaseh Reimer, stam charam ben gabayis. If you don't speak out, you don't specify, you want to do a cherim to the kohen, a stam cherim goes to ben gabayis. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, cherim kodesh kodoshim hu l'Hashem. Every cherim is kodesh kodoshim hu l'Hashem. It's mashma, every cherim goes to Hashem. And that's the right to be Maaseh. V'chom ma'irim, no, stam charam l'kahanim. Stam cherim goes to the kahanim. That means if you don't specify, it goes to the Kohanim. Shenema, kistei acherim lakoyin tiyachos also. You see, a stam cherim goes to the Kohanim. Im kein lo manem kol cherim kodesh kodoshim hu l'Hashem. Why does it say that kol cherim goes to Hashem? What does that mean? It goes to the Kohanim, right? So teaching goes like this, that even if it goes to the Kohanim, if you take a carbon and you say, I want to give cherim l'kohanim, it works. Shechal akotcha kodoshim akotcha kalim l'cherim. Now, how does that work? It's already a oila. How does it turn to cherim to kohanim? The Mishnah explains. Im neder, if it was a neder, that means he said hare alai to bring a oila. So then he has a neder; he has to bring a oila. It means that you know he said he already put aside a oila. If that oila gets lost, he has to give a whole nother one. So it means it belongs to him still, and he can give the cherim the value, complete value of that to cherim. Noisin the mayim, he gives the full value of that carbon to the kohen because when he says cherim alai. He means to give the full value of this thing because he owns that behemoth technically. Because if he loses it, the loss goes to him. But if it's a dava, that means you say this should be a carbon. So then the halacha is if the carbon gets lost, you're not responsible. So all the whole monetary value you have in this carbon is I give it to any person I want, any coin I want. So that's called tevas anah. So then if you make cherim on that, you have to give that money of tevas anah to the coin. Vim nadava noisin as tevasam. And the Mishnah explains Vaita. Shor ze oila, that's the case of Nadava. Oimdim kama odam roitzalitim shor ze. You evaluate how much a person would pay for this shor, la loisa oila, to bring it to oila, and then give it to his friend Kayin and you know, gets the skins and everything. Say, how much tefes now pay with it? After Bishen Rishay, even though it's not machuyev to give oila, how much would he pay for oila? You know, it's oila for sale. He doesn't need oila. But maybe he wants to make the kohen happy. So how much would he pay for that oila? That's called the value of tefes hana. What are a bechar? Bechar belongs to a kohen also. And there you said a cheirim. You made a cheirim in it. A bechar ben tam ben mamum, machuyev moisev. A ketzad, paidim moisev. How do you evaluate how much that's worth? Oim dem kama odam. Evaluate how much a person writes litan to give bechar zah, litan leben bita leben achaisai. You evaluate how much a person would want to give, pay for his bechar, pay you, they should give his enikel, you know, who's a kayin, this bechar. Another way of figuring out tayyavah sana. So it comes out of our mishnah. Bottom line is, chemri kahanim go to kahanim without any pidyon, and zemachleik is stam charamim goes to gabayis or goes to kayan. I the pasko chem, kayak shashmul Hashem. Sounds like all chem goes to Hashem. So the manimo says, stam charamim lebeda gabayis holds that saraya. The Chum say no, it's teaching us that kachim, you could be chal on it acher. That's the Mishnah explains. And if this all sounds familiar, it's Rashi and Chumash of an art that says, brings out the machlekes and says this thing. But that is the end of our Mishnah on the bottom of Chuches Amar Beis.